It's time to join the American family Robinson again in Bleakerstown, where Luke, Myra, and Wendy are marooned as a result of an airplane crash. Fearing that they have come to spy on some secret and furtive activity of his own, one Cy Bleeker has separated the group. But Luke has managed to get away from Cy's house in order to make a second-story entrance into the Jimson menage, where he has just told a startled Myra and a badly frightened Wendy that he has escaped. Not realizing his predicament at Bleeker's, they want to know what he has escaped from, and Luke is about to explain. Listen.
But Luke, you mean they wouldn't let you go?
That's just what I mean. Bleeker had a couple of his henchmen guarding the door, but I fooled him.
A prisoner, that's what you were, a prisoner.
Yes, and so are you two. We're all prisoners.
But we couldn't be, Luke. No one has said anything to me about not being allowed to leave the house.
Well, maybe they haven't, but you just try to leave and see what happens.
These people are scoundrels.
But, Luke, what possible reason could they have for wanting to keep us here?
Myra, all I know is that these people, Bleeker, Jimson, and everybody else in town, as near as I can figure out, are in on something. And they don't want us to leave for fear we'll spill the beans.
They can't get away with it.
Wendy, not so loud.
I'll have the governor call out the National Guard. He's a friend of mine.
Oh, shut up, Wendy.
I can understand that they might be up to some kind of organized skullduggery. But if that were so, why are they so anxious to keep us apart?
They're going to do us in one at a time. Well, not if I can help it. Come on, let's get going. If Luke can get out of the Bleeker's house, I guess we can get out of this one. Come on, I'll lead the way.
The way to where?
The way to freedom.
The way to starvation in the mountains, you mean. What good would it do to leave this house?
Then what did you come over here for if it wasn't to help us escape?
Wendy, can't you lower your voice?
Well, Wendy, you see, the real reason I came over...
He came over here so Stu and he and this crack-brained airplane pilot, the one who got us in all this trouble, could sneak away and leave me to be murdered in my bed by these moonshiners or counterfeiters.
Well, no, Wendy, no. You see...
You can't fool me. All this guff about starving the mountains just to stall.
Well, now, both of you may find this hard to believe, but I came over here to make sure that Myra was all right. They told me you were, dear, but...
Oh, Luke.
But I wanted to see for myself. And I may say that my worry over our mutual plight is... considerably lessened now that I know that you're all right.
Oh, dear, I was so bothered when the hours went by and you didn't come, and you knew I was here.
Sure, he knows everything. Well, you know how we're going to get out of here? That's all I want to know.
Hush up, Wendy. And then, Luke, when Mr. Jimson told me you were planning to go fishing with him...
Yeah, getting real friendly with the boys, aren't you? Shouldn't be surprised if he was getting ready to ditch us all, man.
Well, I figured it wouldn't do any harm for me to try to impress them favorably with my peaceable nature.
Oh, yeah, sure. Just a pal. A pal with criminals, that's what your husband is, Myra.
I decided that if I'm ever to get to the bottom of this situation, I've got to win Zach's confidence. And that's just what I've been doing.
Win the confidence while we languish here.
And I thought, I know it was unworthy of me, Luke, but I thought you were just thinking of your own pleasure and comfort and didn't care what happened to me.
There now, Myra. Everything's going to be all right. Now, just you see.
Of course, Luke. And no matter what happens, we have each other, haven't we? As long as we can face things together.
Or at least fairly close together. After all, they're bound to notice sooner or later that I've eluded the sentry at Bleeker's. And then there's no telling what will happen.
And to think that you came out just to see how I was. Even perhaps at the risk of your own life.
Excuse me for interrupting this tender little tabaloo, but don't you think it's time we did something about...
But, Luke, are you sure you're all right? They haven't harmed you in any way, have they?
Only my waistline.
Luke, what do you mean?
You mean torture? And they'll come after me next?
No, I simply mean they insisted upon filling me up with good food. I've gained pounds.
Is the food better over there? I might change places with you.
It's the first time I've ever heard of such lavish hospitality being extended to people suspected of being spies.
Oh, spies. You know what to do to spies? The firing squad. Oh, why did I ever get into that confounded airplane in the first place?
Well, if you do get shot, it'll teach you not to climb into strange airplanes.
Luke, how can you at a time like this?
What's all this ruckus about?
It's Zach. Oh, darn you anyway, Windy. You would holler like a banshee. Now he'll find me and...
Quick, lock the door. He's coming up the stairs. Oh, goodness, Windy, if you've gotten us into trouble again, I'll never forgive you.
Oh, there's no lock. What kind of a jail is this,
anyway? Well, move the bureau over in front of the door. He mustn't find Luke in here. Oh, hurry.
He'll kill us all.
Windy, grab that other end.
Oh, well, it keeps slipping. Just keep pushing it, Luke.
Windy, get out of the way. You're no use at all.
Steady now, Myra. Yes. Careful. Yeah. Don't try to lift it.
No, I won't.
Hey, you and your brother are dancing. Why don't you come downstairs? We can have a party.
Can't you get it closer to the door, Luke? Jiggle it a bit.
Darn thing's heavy.
Here, let me...
That's all the closer it'll go. Door sill's in the way.
Miss Robinson.
Oh, go away.
Miss Robinson, I'd kind of like to see you and your brother for a minute.
Well, you can't. Now, please go away. Good heavens, he's coming in. Luke, hide in the closet, quick. Don't. Now, keep out of here.
Oh.
Well, I'm awful sorry, ma'am, but... I gotta kind of keep track. Them size orders.
The strength of a gorilla.
I heard some kind of a ruckus up here, and I thought I'd better investigate. Well, don't seem nothing wrong here.
No, there's nothing wrong here. And if we want you, we'll let you know. Now, Mr. Jimson, if you'll be so good as to...
Ain't no harm in trying to find out, is there? Something mighty curious about this. Hey, you, Winkle. What's going on here? It was your voice we heard roaring all over the house.
Now, you keep away from me, Zach Jimson, I warn you.
Oh, I ain't gonna get no nearer to you than I can help.
I suppose you think it's odd about the bureau, Mr. Jimson, but you see, I decided that
I kind of noticed you've been moving the furniture around. Not that I mind, of course. We want you to feel at home.
Of course.
Yeah, but ain't it gonna be a mite inconvenient? Having that bureau in front of the door?
Oh, not at all. You see, my father used to be a traveling man, and shortly before he died, that was in 94, one of the last things he told me was always to put some kind of a barricade at my door whenever I stayed away from home, and so
I... Yeah, go ahead, Miss Robinson.
Well, so that's how it happened to be there. There's nothing personal in it, Mr. Jimson. It isn't that I don't trust
no,
you.
No, no. Well, maybe Winkle and me better move it back.
Come on, Jimson. Just grab hold there and we'll move this bureau.
One minute, friend. Seems to me I just heard...
It must be your cat under the bed.
Yeah, might be.
Of course. Well, we had a lovely cat once. And...
Yeah, only I ain't got a cat. Ludie can't stand him.
Oh, confound it, Myra. I can't stand there any longer. Darn place is so dusty. I just coughed.
I can explain everything, Mr. Jimson. He came up here to...
Now, look what you've gone and done, Luke. You've escaped. That makes it awful embarrassing for me. Sorry, I wasn't like this.
Well, I know. I'm sorry, Zach, but I just had to come over here and find out how my wife was.
Well, you mean to say you bust out of size just to see your wife?
Of course he did. And you needn't gape so, Mr. Jimson. Mr. Robinson and I are very devoted.
Appears so. Sure does beat all the trouble some fellas go to just...
Zach, perhaps it might be just as well if you confined your comments to the pointed issue.
I should say so.
I expect you're right. Still, oh well, ain't none of my business how a fellow squanders his spare time. Well, come on, Luke. We got to be going back to Si's.
Do I have to leave right now?
Yeah, because Si's likely to be right annoyed.
Oh, very well.
Luke, don't leave me alone. I'm afraid.
Why, you got that fat fella to protect you. If you can never pry him out of that corner.
You needn't look at me. I haven't done anything.
And if you know what's what, mister, you won't do nothing except keep the peace. Come on downstairs, Luke.
Well, you see how it is, Myra.
Luke, if anything goes wrong, I'll scream three times.
Well, that ought to be enough. Good night, Miss Robson. Good night, you.
I'm not afraid. You and your threats.
I'm going to ask you to do me a little favor, Luke.
Well, if it's to ask me to make Windy a little more tractable, I'm afraid it's useless, Zach. You see...
No, ain't that. Luke, I'd appreciate it if you'd tiptoe down the stairs. Be just as quiet as possible until we get clear of the house.
Oh, of course. What's up?
Well, nothing much. Here, Luke. Walk to the side of them steps so they won't squeak.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want Looty to hear us going on.
I see. But couldn't you explain that leaving the house was directly in the line of duty? I mean, taking me back to Si's?
I could, but I'd rather explain when I get back. No, not through there. That leads to the kitchen. Oh. We're going out the front way.
Well, you better go ahead. I might kick over something.
All right. Don't duck out on me, though. I'm counting on you and that aviator fella and the pretty boys for a nice little game of poker. In size barn. Come on. Oh, look out. Look out for that chair.
Okay, Jack. I'm right behind.
Walk easy on the porch now. Some of them planks is loose. Now I reckon we're safe. Come on.
You mean you're safe? How about me and my wife? Where's all this leading to as far as we're concerned?
Oh, shucks, Luke, there you go bothering yourself again, I declare.
Yeah, but who wouldn't bother himself in my position? Now listen, Zach.
Yeah, I'm listening.
Now, mind you, I think you're a fine fella, and we're practically old fishing acquaintances and all that.
Ain't that a fact?
Yes, but I do think it's time I found out how long it's going to go on, this incarceration.
Well, I don't know. That's where you got me.
The high-handed way you fellas are acting, you might think we were in some of these foreign countries where they can lock a man up, or worse, for no good reason at all, instead of in the United States where we got a constitution that protects the rights of every individual, no matter how small he is.
Yeah, but this here constitution you talk about, that was writ years and years ago. Wouldn't that maybe make it sort of old-fashioned?
Zach, you're just like a lot of other folks. We've never stopped to think what our constitution is and what it really means to each of us.
Well, how do you mean?
Well, the Constitution of the United States guarantees us rights that are ageless. Things that men have always wanted and always will want. Things like freedom and liberty and opportunity.
Religion. Religion comes in there too somewhere, don't it?
That's right. Yeah. In this country, as in few others, we're guaranteed religious freedom. Freedom of speech and a lot of other things that people everywhere are deprived of.
Well, of course, up here, we don't stop to think much about it. We just...
And just like a lot of other people, yes. Yet you'd realize what the Constitution means if someone tried to step in and run your lives for you.
Well, why do you get exercised over that, Lou? You're only concerned with this here matter at hand, ain't you?
As a patriotic American, I'm concerned with any effort to undermine the Constitution, because I know that it has been the cornerstone of this country's progress since the year 1787, when the Constitution was adopted.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, Zach, it has. And incidentally, one of the things that great document guarantees is that no man may be held in prison without being told why, and without having a fair chance to state his case in court. Now, while we're not exactly in prison, still that's something for Cy Bleeker to think over.
Yeah, well, I'll speak to Cy about it. Might help your case. Oh, is that funny? Ain't no lights in his house.
Probably going to bed.
Well, maybe so. Well, come on. Might as well try to sneak you back in. Then you can go up to your room, make as if to go to bed, and then join the boys in the barn.
Oh, couldn't I just sleep tonight, Zach? I'm kind of tired.
All right, suit yourself. Only, of course, four don't make much of a poker game. Well, careful them steps. Yeah. Hold on. Somebody's on the porch.
Good work, Zach. I knew you'd bring him back.
Why, good evening, Mr. Bleeker. I was just...
Robinson, I'm a peaceable man. But you're making it harder and harder for me to remain so. Beat it, Zach. I want to talk to Robinson private.
Things seem to be coming to a head in the strange establishment maintained by Cy Bleeker. But what will happen to Luke and Myra, and yes, even Windy Bill? Listen to our next program. Until then, goodbye. The American Family Robinson, which is broadcast regularly over this station, is written by Douglas Silver and Marjorie Bartlett and produced by the National Industrial Council.